Thanks to Powwow Hawaii 2020, there are more than 50 new murals in Kaka'ako, all the way from Makai area, Children's Discovery Center, to Ward Theaters there on the Diamond Head side, to Mother Waldron Park and beyond. The street murals are the most visible evidence of a small business shift in that area. Today, let's talk with a developer about how the huge changes in Kaka'ako are supposed to work for Honolulu as a whole. It did not look like this down here 10 years ago when developer Christian O'Connor was Kamehameha School's senior asset manager for Kaka'ako. He commissioned the first legitimate aerosol art mural on Pohukaina Street.
Now they're making money. They've been able to create more than a living wage and be able to provide for their families doing art.
A generation of artists who designed street murals and tattoos, fabric, graphic media, corporate interiors, and a lot more is coming on up.
And you see, like, Powwow is starting to touch our urban fabric in different ways. I think Stanford Card did a really great job with their asset that's across from Ala Moana Shopping Center. There's bold graffiti art where Kamehameha Schools put it on 680 Ala Moana. Those murals, people, we have to pay for, you know, developers.
Walking around, there's a grittier vibe Eva of Ward Avenue, where there are more small property owners, and Kamehameha Schools, KS, owns about 30 acres, now called Our Kaka'ako.
Initially, what's really exciting about doing redevelopment work, we get an opportunity as asset managers or real estate people. It's like urban gardening for us. And, you know, like, beautiful gardens make beautiful places where you have, like, different types of plants that bring different...
Yeah, and I noticed you planted some pretty great breweries down there early on.
Yeah, or like Pico's a succulent, right? I mean, it's literally a plant place, but it's really, it attracts a certain demographic. So the beauty of that moment in real estate development time where you are going to redevelop it, but you get to give people a shot, is they get to run with their own vision without a lot of control. And so sometimes you get some wild stuff that you're like, ooh, that's not going to work. And it doesn't, you know. But a lot of times you really get some neat deliveries of really interesting ideas that change everything for us. And if they work out, then let's roll them into the final vision of SALT, or let's move them down to another location where we can have their rents.
Oh, really? So the idea isn't just to develop and then raise the rents and then have them leave?
Right. It's to cultivate and hold on to them.
Really?
I think that's generally the game plan. You know, the whole idea really is that we build housing, build a space for different businesses to survive and live and grow. And then you try to keep those dollars going from one block to the next block. So if I'm a retail space coming in and I want some cool signage done, I go to Lana Lane. So that transaction really happens from one block to another. And what's really cool about all these local businesses being there is that dollar then stays in the city. And I think that's really a bigger, broader vision of what we want, is this idea that can we keep our money here? Can we keep our value here? Can we work together to create even more value? And then can we monetize that and create a living wage for all of us?
Christian O'Connor left Kamehameha Schools in 2014. He now works on affordable housing with City Center LLC. Noe Tanigawa for Hawaii Public Radio.